Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey, beautiful babes. Welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Doll podcast. And I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. So I hope you lovelies are enjoying your week. And I actually did my first totally like woo-woo new moon ritual. I shouldn't say that because I think I've done it maybe 10 years ago or something when I was in my early 20s. I was like, really, I've always really been into crystals. So I've always had crystals and I've done, you know, rituals in the past and stuff like that. And I think that that kind of stuff is really good in the sense that it really helps you just be more mindful and in the moment. It really helps you really ground yourself and just kind of be in the moment when you're setting an intention. And I think that's the same with any type of ritual that you do. And that's why it's really important too to kind of see when you're having issues around food. Just a quick tip here, right, is to see eating as a bit of a ritual too, because in the beginning, if you're at the stages where I used to be at, food is this real mindless thing. And especially when you're a chronic dieter, the relationship to food is very different to when you're an intuitive eater and you're coming from a place of self-love, right? And a lot of the time, the weight issue is partly to do with not connecting with the body. And a lot of the time we've disconnected from the body through dieting, chronic dieting and binge eating, emotional eating, etc., stress eating, you know, excessive amounts of different types of food that release a lot of dopamine when you're eating them. So, which I'm going to talk about that a little bit more today. But basically, setting a ritual around your eating, just like how I did the new moon ritual last night, it's like it brings you back to the moment, brings awareness, and then you suddenly are within your body, right? Because a lot of the time we're running around our busy lives and we're so disconnected from ourselves, right? And coming back and having awareness, being grounded and living in the moment, having mindfulness is really the key to alleviating issues such as stress, anxiety, depression, and helping you lose weight. And of course, manifesting your dream life, right? Because that's why you're here, is to manifest your dream life, to apply law of attraction to weight loss and daily life, right? So mindfulness is really important for that because you want to be aware, you want to be in the moment, but at the same time, you don't want to feel overwhelmed by having that awareness of your thoughts and worrying about whether or not you're a vibrational match to what you want, right? Because when you're worrying about whether or not you're a vibrational match, that worry in itself is making you not a vibrational match, which, hey, come on, like, we all do this sometimes, I do this sometimes, and it's all part of the journey, hey? Like, we're never perfect, so it's all good, all right? And just so you know, like, I regularly have to bring myself, you know, back into the moment if I've had, especially, and I'm sure you can relate to this, especially when you're this spiritual person, you're manifesting things, you're overcoming your limiting beliefs, and then you're spending time with people who have those limiting beliefs that you're trying to overcome or have some conditioning around certain things that you're trying to move forward from, especially like with dieting and stuff. It took me a while to get over that. But hey, just so you know, it does get easier, right? Because I can tell you that from my dieting mindset and stuff, now I can be around people who have the dieting mindset, who have this real different view on weight loss to me, and I'm still able to be very firm in my beliefs. And it's getting to that point with lots of other things too, like with having a mentality of abundance, right, as well. And all it is, it's just doing your daily practice, doing your awareness, shifting the thoughts, and being persistent, right? Persistence pays off. There's no such thing as failure, okay? Because if you keep persisting, your brain is just, it's just runs on repetition, right? So repeat, 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 listening to content daily. And eventually you do brainwash yourself into the new mentality, which is what I did around food and weight. I brainwashed myself into this whole world of self-love, intuitive eating, overcoming emotional eating, and it helped so much, right? And you're going to be able to do that too, trust me. And it does take time, but eventually it just becomes your new identity, right? And just keep on going, hun, because I know that you can do this. I know you can create the life that you want and have, be at the weight you want, have food freedom, manifest your desires, okay? So anyway, today's topic, I'm going to be talking about sugar, because I know that a lot of people have this fear-based mentality around sugar, which I want to talk about. And a lot of the time, we think that all we need to do to have less desire for sugar or lose weight is to cut out sugar, right? And I totally get that feeling when you can't stop craving sweet things. Like, I used to be at this point where I would want ice cream for dinner. And I was constantly trying to have the sweet things, right? And I was always seeking the healthier alternative to the sugar craving. So I would always opt for, you know, I'd have the stevia or the xylitol or whatever. I'd be opting for the sugar-free options to everything, right? I'd have the sugar-free sugar in my coffee, and then I'd choose the unsweetened almond milk, and then I would find any kind of sugar alternatives that I deemed healthy to satisfy my sugar craving. But the thing that I didn't realize at the time was that I was creating all these sugar-free options to try and satisfy my craving, but I was never getting to the root causes of the cravings. And even though I was eating relatively healthy, I was eating quite healthy, I was still consuming a lot of natural sugars because I couldn't control myself around my sugar cravings, right? And not that there's anything wrong with natural sugars, it's more that when you have that feeling of being addicted to sugar, it's like a really uncomfortable feeling because you can't ever get enough, and you're constant. And I guess this is what I mean by the dieting mindset, and why the dieting mindset kind of feels like torture to me, or how it used to feel compared to now, is because you're constantly trying to resist yourself. You're in this battle of, I want this, but I shouldn't have this, right? Instead of, I'm eating intuitively and it's easy. Right? It's this, that inner battle that goes on when you're like, I should have this, I shouldn't have this, instead of just not wanting what you shouldn't have, right? It's different. It's a different perspective that I want you to reach, so that your life is easier, and so you're not having this whole mentality around food that's taking up so much of your time and mental energy, right? So you feel more freedom, but you also get to make the right choices, feel healthy, and not feel like you're having to constantly be like monitoring yourself in a way, well, to a lesser extent, I guess. But pretty much like when you're replacing sugar and you're like trying to find these healthier alternatives, it's fine, but it's the energy behind which you're doing it. And like I used to do it, but I was just focusing on the action of doing it and not looking at the root causes of why I was craving the sugar. And I had this obsession. It was coming from an obsessive energy. It was like this fear-based mentality, this obsessive energy about how perfect I had to be around food, right? I went through so many phases. Like I used to even make my own chocolate where I bought the organic coconut butter and mixed it with the cacao butter. I don't even remember. Cacao butter, yeah. Cacao butter. Anyway, I used to make my own chocolate and stuff like that because I was so much in that mentality of no sugar is allowed ever, right? And that was the way that I was going to deal with my sugar addiction. And so I was so obsessed about this stuff. Oh my goodness. But the thing is, when I was making this chocolate for myself, when what I really wanted was just normal chocolate, even though I was trying to convince myself that I didn't want the normal chocolate and that this bland tasting stuff that I made was good. I mean, don't get me wrong, like there are really nice raw chocolates out there, but the type that I was making for myself tasted terrible. But I was like basically binge eating on it because I was trying so hard to satisfy this craving of mine. And it wasn't so much what I was doing necessarily, but it was the energy in which behind I was doing it. And I wasn't enjoying the chocolate. I was trying so hard to enjoy it and pretending that I did, but the energy around it was so different to how I would see it now, right? And how I would approach the situation now, because it's all about the energy in which you take the action from. So that's really important. So like in terms of now, like I just don't even really feel like chocolate, so I don't really have to worry about it if I do have some chocolate, because I'm just going to have whatever type of chocolate I actually genuinely enjoy, even if it's not so healthy, because I'm not going to view it as something that's really bad. I'm just going to have the smallest portion and be done. And it's not something that I'm forcing. It's just genuine now. This is genuinely how I am now. And that's the shift that I want you to be able to make too. Anyway, it was all coming from the energy, wrong energy, first of all. Like, I was never able to get to the weight. I never felt freedom, right? Sometimes I'm like, it's not even about the weight. I just feel so much better now, right? And it's a bonus that I'm just able to maintain my weight easily, right? That just feels like a bonus. Actually, the real thing here that I love is that I no longer freaking have to worry about all this shit that I used to have to worry about sugar cravings and all that shit, right? Because I just don't really get really intense sugar cravings like that anymore, which I'm going to talk about today. But like, well, I guess let me tell you, right? I don't avoid sugar 100%. I still have sugar in my day. Like I have sugar every day. I don't have a lot of sugar though. And I think that's really the key, is moderation. I mean, if we're going to get all like specific about it, the World Health Organization says that no more than 10% of your calories should come from sugar. I think it is. But again, I've worked with clients who get really obsessed about this number and start calculating it into their macros and stuff like that. And it's totally fine to be like, okay, my sugar intake should be less than 10% of my total energy. And I'm curious and I'm coming from a non-judgmental curiosity as to how much sugar I'm I'm consuming, right? That's acceptable, right? It's the energy that you embody when you're doing the task, just like with everything to do with manifestation, right? It's all about the energy that you're coming from. And so if you're coming from this anxious energy, you're coming from this place of, oh my God, I'm unhealthy because I'm doing this and I need to shift this as quickly as possible, compared to, oh, okay, I'm wondering how much sugar I'm consuming and I love myself even though I'm consuming all this sugar. Let's come from this gentle perspective of self-compassion and look at why I feel the need to eat this much sugar. And I don't need to change anything right now. I just want to wonder and perhaps journal or contemplate on why I'm doing this, right? Can you feel the difference? Can you feel the difference in the energies of what you might be doing around your sugar consumption compared to what I suggest that you do? It's a shift in energy. That's what everything is, right? It's all about your emotions and the energy that you embody around that thing, okay? So when it comes to cutting out sugar, if it's coming from this place of deprivation and fear, then it's not going to last long term. And here's the thing, right? Your issues around sugar have to do with your relationship to food, not the sugar. And people might argue about this and whatever else and be like, sugar's a drug and it's causing you to release dopamine and that's a reward. And yes, it is. It sure is. But guess what? You can get a dopamine hit like when somebody texts you a message or someone showing you attention or you're like watching TV or whatever, like gambling. I don't know. You get dopamine. You can get addicted to anything, right? So it's all about the energy that you're embodying and whether or not that's going to become an issue for you. So if sugar is an issue for you, then you have to look into your emotions and your thoughts and your relationship to food. And a lot of it will come from dieting. Like I was saying in the last episode, when you're having trouble sticking to your diet, it's because of your emotional attachment to food. And guess what? It's no different with sugar. So it's about your emotional attachment to sugar. It's about this desire that you have to feel a certain way when you have that sugar and you feel rewarded when you have it. Guess what? You feel rewarded when you have it because there's a part of you that knows you shouldn't be having it. Therefore, it's like that sense of I'm being a rebel, I'm being naughty, and I'm being rewarded for this. The food tastes so much better when you've been avoiding it for a long time and it has this allure around it. And guess what? That's all about your perception. That's the beautiful part of your brain, is that you can switch your perception of things and then the things shift. What's that saying? Shift your perception of things and then things change, or whatever it is. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say, right? It's all about shifting your perception of sugar, just like shifting your perception of food and everything. And what is that? What is that? It's your relationship to food, right? I'm talking about your relationship to food. Your relationship to food, meaning the emotions you elicit around food, your beliefs about food, everything, right? That is the key. That is the absolute key to changing your appetite forever, to changing your food cravings forever, to get to a place where you don't have to cut out sugar. You naturally have less desire for sugar. Oh my God. I've told you this before, right, that I used to binge on Krispy Kreme donuts, or I'd go and buy a mud cake and eat it in my car with my fingers. Yes, that was me. I can't imagine doing anything like that nowadays. And that's not because I forced myself into this person. It's not because I'm some uber disciplined person. No, I'm not. I'm not coming from a dieting mentality here. I'm not forcing myself. This is just me now. It's just easy, right? And so I want you to know that this wasn't an accident. I didn't get to this place just by chance or by fluke or by luck. I'm not lucky in this sense. I did this intentionally, right? I did the mindset work and I manifested this reality. I manifested this version of myself that doesn't necessarily crave all this stuff that I used to crave, like ice cream and chocolate. And like, I always have chocolate in the house, but I never seem to want it. I threw out like a whole ton of ice cream the other day because I had some and then I just didn't even eat it all. I still eat cake every now and again. I do like that, like mud cake or whatever. Sometimes I buy like a sticky date pudding and I'll have that. I'll go to the gluten-free bakery every now and again and I'll get something, but it's so rare, like as in, it's not like this thing where I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait till the weekend because then I'm going to have my cheat meal and oh, I feel like I'm dreaming about food. If you're dreaming about food, if you're thinking about food constantly, you got to work on the mindset and your relationship to food, right? And cutting sugar out isn't going to change your thought patterns. And this is the thing that you have to remember, that your habits are a collection of your behaviors. Habits are repeated behaviors. Behaviors come from our thought patterns. Our thought patterns are what drive our behaviors. So in order to change your reality, you have to change your thought patterns. You have to have awareness of your thought patterns. And you have to change the energy, meaning the emotions that you have in relation to certain things, right? Your relationship and your emotions around sugar are what are causing you to be addicted to sugar, not the sugar itself. Sugar itself is not an enemy. I mean, if you think about it this way, you're not sitting there eating sugar out of a canister by itself, are you? No. So sugar itself in isolation is not addictive. When have you ever eaten sugar on its own, like to the extent that you would binge on donuts or chocolate? You never ever eat it in isolation to that extent. You would never eat a whole tub of sugar just out of the canister by itself. Like, it's not going to happen, right? So sugar, therefore, that rules out, logically, that rules out sugar being addictive in its own self, right? Because it's not in its own self addictive. It's when food is highly palatable, okay? So the mixture of sugar and other things makes food highly palatable, right? And that's it. It's more to do with not just the chemical composition in terms of the sugar and the carbs, the fats, that make the food palatable, but also the texture and the consistency, right? And these days, food companies know how to make the texture and the consistency of the food pleasurable when you take a bite and when you eat it, right? So it's involving all of your senses, and food companies know this. And that's, I'm not trying to elicit fear here and be like, oh my God, I've got a fear because the world is such a bad place because the food companies are just screwing us over and putting so much stuff in our food that's bad. No, I don't want you to have that perception of food either, because that's not going to help, right? You've got to just, we can't change the world we live in by focusing on what's negative in the world, right? So yes, we've got to accept, you know, that there's some stuff going on with food and whatever else. I've spoken about this in other episodes. But the thing is, right, just change your perception of food from this thing that you need to fear to this thing that doesn't have an emotional response, to this neutral thing, right? It's just food. That's really where you have to get to, that place where food is just food, right? But like in terms of how to decrease the allure of food and how to make sugar like less of this thing that you really, really crave, it's got to do with psychology, obviously, and it's got to do with your thought patterns and how to shift that. And actually, I have a surprise coming for you guys, but I'll just kind of give you the lowdown that I'm going to be doing a monthly membership, and I'm going to have masterclasses each month as part of this monthly membership. And it's going to be launching really, really soon. And as part of that monthly membership, I'm going to be helping you with a masterclass on how to decrease the allure around sugar and food, because I know that's one of the biggest things about overcoming this whole thing around food, the relationship with food, improving the relationship with food, which is ultimately what's going to help you lose weight, is to change your perception of food, right? Like I'm saying, changing your perception of food so that it's not this alluring thing that you keep on having to deny yourself of and feel so much guilt around and keep on craving, right? So that's going to be a really amazing masterclass that I can't wait to share with you as part of my monthly membership that's coming up. So stay tuned, because there's going to be some bonuses available if you're signing up as soon as it's launched. So keep an eye out for that. But anyway, in terms of today's episode, I want to leave you though with some tips around the whole sugar thing, right? Because like I'm saying, it's really not a good idea to just take the action, and the action being cutting sugar out. You want to accompany that action with some psychology around food, which meaning one of them is the whole idea around you want what you can't have, right? And your subconscious brain is going, oh my God, like I want more sugar because I'm not allowed to have it. I'm not meant to have it. And also, like I was saying, is that you have this addiction to sugar, like in the sense that it's the palatability of food makes you feel a certain way. It releases dopamine. And that is switched by shifting your perception of the food, in addition to understanding why you want that food, right? And so the other thing is that it has to do with the dieting mentality. But I'm going to go in all that depth in that masterclass, which is going to be super helpful for you if you feel like you are addicted to sugar and you want to overcome that, because I totally overcame that. Like I said, I have a little bit of sugar each day. And other than that, I do not even feel like it. Like I was the biggest sweet tooth. I used to be the worst and the biggest sweet tooth. And now I'm more of a savory person. So that in itself is like, wow, mind blown. Like, and I know that, like, it's hard to imagine because you didn't know me back then, but like I was seriously just like so bad around sweets and stuff like that. Such a sweet tooth. And I always did it in like, I was always like trying to hide it because I was ashamed of it, right? Because I was trying to be this healthy person, right? So if I can overcome that, then you can too, right? And so yeah, just like believe in yourself, because you can overcome it. And this masterclass that I'm going to create for you and the whole monthly membership is really going to help you shift all that, right? Also, by the way, just a reminder that I still have three spots available for one-on-one coaching at my reduced price for 2018, which is your last chance to work with me for 2018. 12 weeks together, we're going to transform your life around food and your weight and have permanent weight loss like you've never had before. This is going to be unlike any other weight loss program you've ever done. It is much deeper. It's moving into the subconscious and shifting those thought patterns that you've had for your whole life so that you can transform like I have and like other people that I've worked with have transformed, right? Because this is about a permanent shift. You've been on a diet before. You've tried everything before. If you haven't had a permanent solution yet, it's because you haven't adjusted the subconscious mind. And until you do that, you'll keep on repeating the same reality, right? So that's why I'm here to help. I've got all the tools and techniques and coaching and mentoring that you need to have a full life transformation over 12 weeks. So email me at barbaraorban@nodietbabe.com if you'd like some more information on that. And there's also a link in the show notes if you want to check it out. But there is actually a promotional price going on at the moment. So it is actually different to the price listed on that site. So email me and I'll be in touch. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at No Diet Babe, because on Instagram in my stories, I often share lots of tips. Well, every day actually, I share tips, and also my daily posts are really, really informative and helpful for you each day to reach your goals around food and weight, to feel freedom around food, to apply manifestation and law of attraction to food and weight and your daily life, to become the best version of yourself. Anyway, babes, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and enjoy the rest of your day and week, and I will see you in the next episode. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.